Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Lee here on WCCO. We'll have more with CBS News on the latest on the virus and the updates this morning as you start your day, trying to keep you posted here each morning as to what's going on around the area. Spain, by the way, has become the third country now to surpass China in the infections after the United States and Italy, despite having only a population of 47 million to China's 1.4 billion. So, again, Spain is a hot spot currently as well. Again, details coming up at 7 o'clock on WCCO. This has affected education here in Minnesota, no doubt about it. We're just going to school. And the Minnesota Education Commissioner is good enough to join us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Commissioner Richter, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I've got to ask you about today because, and I was talking to my brother-in-law who's a principal here in town as well, and I know that I think they're still on spring break till next week. But this is the first day of the distance learning period as laid out by the governor. And I just, let's talk a bit about this distance learning, because I know Mary Catherine, from canceling a lot of schools through the years here on CCO, now it's more of an online day for some of these kids. But this is different, I understand.
This is very different. In the past, we have had opportunities for students definitely for a snow day or two, but distance learning is really designed for some extended learning outside of your school community. And so when the governor issued the original executive order creating that planning period, we really dug in and made sure that people understood that they were designing distance learning plans for students who for the possibility that students would be out of school for longer than, you know, what a typical snowstorm might bring us.
So you've had to, how have you been able to gather all the educators and tell them exactly and how are they to formulate a plan here?
This is where, actually having so many educators really be in charge of their learning communities, in charge of their school communities, has really been a benefit for us. So the Minnesota Department of Education actually put together some guidance for what equitable distance learning looks like, and we held regular phone calls with school superintendents and charter school leaders from across the state during that entire distance learning period. Additionally, I held different webinars and phone calls with other educators and school leaders during that period, and we would make sure that everyone understood what equitable distance learning meant, right? How could you meet the needs of a student who had an IEP or a 504 plan in this distance learning period? How can you meet the needs of students who are experiencing homelessness or housing instability in this situation? Or how are you going to continue to provide some mental health services for a student who was receiving mental health services in your school community? So we took that planning period and really examined the sort of conditions we wanted to recreate for our students, and then thought of the sort of space our students would be in, the sort of things they would have access to. A lot of school communities spent that time doing surveys with their families, asking families if, you know, do you have a device at home? Do you have internet at home? Do you have the books that we've been using at home, to determine what these lessons would look like once they started this Monday?
Is broadband a concern in the state?
You know, that's exactly one of the reasons we needed this planning period. We know that students have access to different things. Some of our students have access to internet. Some do not. Some have access to broadband. Some do not. I know some school communities were looking at trying to get different hotspots for students. Other school communities decided that they were going to take this with an analog approach and were looking for homework pickup and drop-off opportunities in the same way that they were delivering meals to students. Or wow. Perhaps they're mailing some things, and they're also using their telephones where they have them to also sort of call and offer accommodations to students, and you know maybe do some tutoring over the phone, or just introducing some lessons, checking in on students. You know, a big part of this is also maintaining that relationship our educators have with their students. Whether it is the principal who is really going to miss all those students who come in every morning and greeting them, the nutrition service personnel who see them every day at lunchtime, and of course our teachers and our paraprofessionals who see them in class, keeping in touch with our students, making sure that this is about maintaining that relationship they have with students is a really important part of meeting their needs as they design this distance learning to meet their academic needs as well.
And you mentioned food, and I know that some of the districts and charter schools are offering free nutritious meals to families in need.
That's right. You know, the very first executive order, 20-02, actually asked for our school communities in 2 days, pretty much, to design a school meal delivery system for their school communities, as well as set up student care for the school-age children of our first responders and our healthcare workers. And our school communities across the state of Minnesota actually were able to do that in about 2 days. And they set up so that meal delivery was happening. Just about over 100,000 meals are getting delivered each day. And well over 2,000, almost 3,000 students a day are being cared for, who are children of those first responders and those healthcare workers who are critical to everything we're doing as Minnesotans to keep us healthy.
Commissioner, let me just bring this up. As a son of an educator, and I was always proud of the way my mom put her effort into what she did. I mean, I don't think teachers and educators can be paid for the by an hourly wage because we couldn't afford it. But a big thank you to you for leading the charge on this, and it's amazing. And again, I was talking with parents in a neighborhood out on a walk here on Saturday about how excited the kids are, and the fact is we're probably looking at our future as the way things are happening. And I want to say thank you to you for spearheading this, but also I would bet that you want to in turn say thank you to the teachers and all the staff out there putting all this effort into it.
I would love the opportunity to do that. That's very gracious of you, and I do have to say, we are all in this together. I am an educator alongside these educators who have been just pouring all of their ingenuity and creativity into how to create equitable distance learning plans for all of their students. And the work I've seen, the ideas I've seen shared across social media, the questions that have come to me that are really thinking so precisely about meeting the needs of students that it's just... It is, quite frankly, this is not a situation that any of us ever would have asked for, but there is such a spirit and a determination to meet the needs of students in the state of Minnesota that it is both inspiring and motivating to me. And so I am absolutely grateful to every educator, every paraprofessional and teacher and assistant principal and principal and superintendent and bus driver and nutrition service personnel, you name it, everybody is really coming together to figure this out, to better meet the needs of students, and, you know, we miss them. I know in talking to educators, they miss them so much, and so
we had a parade of teachers drive through the neighborhood, elementary school teachers honking their horns at us as the kids were sitting on the front porch front yards. It was really cool. Say, Commissioner, I'll let you go. Thanks for all you're doing. I hope maybe I could check with you in a week or so from now just to see how this first week has gone. She is the Minnesota Education Commissioner. It'd be great. Thank you, Mary Catherine. Commissioner Ricker here on WCCO as we head to news next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.